This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're going to have it in full effect coming up around 12:45 or so. A lot of what they said, and obviously we'll be talking about it throughout the course of the week. But Nolan, let's get a little teaser into something we're going to be hearing.
Look, a lot to get to here. A lot of different angles you can go. I mean, you could probably do a 40-minute press conference for all three of the guys that were on the stage there. So you try to get the best of the best here. I've only heard just the tip of the iceberg here, but one comment from David Rubenstein in particular that might catch Bob Haney's ear.
We are now going to spend a lot of time seeing what is out there and what are the players we can bring to the team and strengthen the team. Last year, we had a lot of injuries. I think in Major League Baseball history, virtually nobody had as many players on a roster as we did. I think we had 70 players at one point on that roster. It's not likely we're going to have that again. So if we get a healthy team, some of the players we're going to add, and the great manager we have, I think we're in pretty good shape. Remember, Toronto was in last place the year before they went to the World Series. They were in last place before they went to the World Series. So you can come back from the bottom, and we expect to do that.
See, us Baltimore guys think alike.
I hesitated about playing that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to feed into this take that's been brewing for what feels like a full calendar year at this point.
Yeah.
Daily mentions, multiple daily mentions. But you know what? You heard it from the man himself. If he believes it, why can't we believe it?
Yeah, I should point out that I'm 19 games out of first in the NFL pick segment, too, by the way. But he's not off by that. Just if the young guys alone, your in-house dudes, all play the way they did 2 years ago and in 23, you're in business. Except for Holiday, who leveled up in his first full season. Everyone else took a step back. Every single one of them, Gunner included, had a good year based on Anthony Volpe status. You know what I mean? But based on you should be a top three MVP guy every year status, it was bad. They had a ton of injuries, but so did the Dodgers. So did the Red Sox. There were a lot of teams that were in contention, if not made the playoffs, had a ton of injuries. I'm hearing you, and I'm feeling it to a certain level. But roster construction, especially in regard to the starting rotation, was flawed from the jump. Grayson getting hurt, putting all your eggs in that basket, set you back. He hasn't thrown a pitch for the team since July of 2024. But hey, he'll be ready for spring training. We get an inning out of him. That's a bonus. Injuries were a major factor, but their hit approach was terrible. Fundamentally, they were bad. The bullpen, Cionel Perez and Yennier Cano just totally crapped the bed. I mean, it was, and then you lose Batista just when it looked like he was getting back to what he was. Injuries factor, sure. The main reason they finished last? Nah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of factors in that one, man.
Right, and that's really the only pushback I would have. And what Rubenstein said, it's nothing crazy. I mean,
sure.
Look, you had 70 players that played on your roster last year. We're hoping to cut that down significantly. I don't think that's absurd by any means. But my issue would be is if Mike Elias shares not only that same sentiment, but takes it a step further again and basically does what he did this past year, which is, well, we were injured last year. It can't possibly be that bad again. So we don't need to make wild sweeping changes or really big major changes in general. No, I mean, the Grayson balls thing is case in point alone. And it was unacceptable to have 2025 pan out the way it did after what you went through injury-wise in 2024. It would be fireable to do it again in 2026, to have that same stubbornness, I guess, and just say, well, we can't get this unlucky again. Let's just keep running it back.
And to your point about the rotation in particular, 24, trade for Burns, swing, home run, great trade. He's one of the best pitchers of baseball, unfortunately now hurt in Arizona. But Bradish had the PRP coming out of spring training. Ticking time bomb, boom, exploded. Tyler Wells blows out his elbow. John Means coming back from Tommy John, again, blows out. You should have learned, to your point. Remember, we were sitting here like June. Man, the Orioles have two. Who's moving to the bullpen? They have so many starting pitchers. I mean, Suarez was dealing. Kramer. I mean, they have so many. By the end of the season, they're trading for guys to fill out a rotation. No, you got to go. Do you count on Bradish? Okay. Wells? Sure. Grayson? No. Kramer hits the post. He made every start pretty much this year. You need to add at least two starters to the equation here. One via free agency, maybe. And if Scoobal's available, or Hunter Green in Cincinnati, Alcantara's going to be available, maybe in Miami. Orioles need to be like first in line. Like, can I come in yet? Like the kid on Halloween before the sun even goes down, banging on your door for candy. And I only had three of them. But anyway, that sort of thing. You're all in.
Right.
What magic bean do you want? Let's negotiate.
Well, we all want the big name, like you said, whether it's free agent or trade. You want the front end guys, and that's necessary. But to further the point about injuries, the depth is just as important, maybe if not more, when you talk about a 162-game season, at least in my opinion. And this past year is case in point. I mean, you thought you had enough depth. It quickly gets depleted. All right, you say we're not going to get that unlucky with injuries again. I'll tell you what, maybe not as bad as these past 2 years, but you're going to have injuries, and you're going to have injuries at really inconvenient times, and you're going to have the depth to navigate it. You don't need 7 or 8 pitchers on your roster that are a number one or a number two guy. You can pad out the back end, your 6, 7, 8 guys, your swing men, long men in the bullpen that can serve different roles. That might be a job for a Cade Povich, for example, a cheap free agent signing. You don't have to break the bank, but please just actually acquire arms and don't have to pull Kyle Gibson off the couch in April.
Yeah, I'm all in on Ranger Suarez, one of the finalists for NL Cy Young, lefty. We'll see. But to your point about Gibson, there was literally a time in May and maybe in early June where the Orioles had two guys in their starting rotation who are retired now. Charlie Morton and Kyle Gibson. We'll come back. Well, we got a lot of offseason to talk about the Orioles. Jorge Mateo, looks like his era has come to an end. Muscles O'Neill, he's opted in. Smart move for him. Now what's Mike Elias going to do to supplement the roster? Winter meetings might actually be worth something for the Orioles this offseason. But John Harbaugh, he's always got something to say. As his team hadn't won 2 games all year, they win 2 in a week. Coming off the super terrific mini bye, we're going to hear from him ahead of the Vikings. Got buy or sell 12:15, and then we'll talk Ravens. Big trade. Draymond Jones comes over from Tennessee. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.